Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. So this interview is brought to you by Burn Up Coaching and 21 Day Challenge. And if you're an entrepreneur or a high achiever and you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed, or you just aren't tapping into your potential, then 21 Day Challenge will help you get reignited and reignite your self-belief so you can succeed like never before. So that's what the 21 Day Challenge is. If you're interested in finding more out more about that, send me an email, chris@beyourgps.com, or send me a message on Facebook and let me know that you were interested in the 21 Day Challenge. I look forward to talking to you about your next 21 Day Challenge, okay? The other thing is, this is brought to you by the iTunes Review of the Week, and this week it is Melissa C. And Melissa says, enthusiasm, energy, and this guy has enough energy to spare. And it helps me feel spunky and enthusiastic again. Yay! So thanks so much, Melissa. We appreciate you sharing that. And if you have a review to give us, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes, and you can give us the review there, or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on Facebook and do it there. Now, this next woman, she's going to come on and bring the heat, so make sure you stick through all the way till the end if you're dealing with procrastination, perfectionism, or anything that is keeping you small or resistant taking those big actions and confronting your fears or anything like that. You definitely want to stay tuned, because Sabine's going to be bringing the heat and helping you to overcome that self-sabotage and the stuff that's been keeping you stuck. So Sabine Matharu, a personable, resilient entrepreneur that is genuinely passionate about simplifying business and creating step-by-step programs to help others shine. Originally, she is from Austria, then moved to United Kingdom after university with no money or a job. So she got to know how it feels to build up a new life from scratch. Sabine, are you ready to rock this? Oh, we can't hear you, Sabine. The headphones. Yeah, I could hear you before before you had the headphones on.
I was on mute.
Oh, yay! I love it.
There we go.
So what were you saying?
I can't remember. I'm here now. Oh yeah, I thought it was going to be an hour later. So yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm going to put the kids to sleep and then I'm going to come on and speak to Chris. And now it's like, oh my gosh, it's only 8 o'clock in the UK. So I only stay a little bit because the kids are not asleep. So is watching up.
That's perfectly in line with making things happen even when it's not perfect. And you know, we really appreciate you being flexible and coming on and sharing your message. So we get to dive into the very first question of the day, which is a purpose worth dying for. And Sabine, how does this mindset of having a purpose that you're willing to die for, that means everything for you, that you would give all of your life to achieve that purpose, how has that impacted you?
I think
did you hear me? Testing 1, 2, 3.
So Chris,
can you hear me, Sabine? I think we're going through some technical challenges. Man, today, 11, 14, 18, there's something about today. It is a lot of fun. Are you back?
I'm kind of back, but I didn't hear your question.
So the question is, how does this concept of a purpose worth dying for, you know, something that you'd give your life for, a cause, something that you're championing, how has that made an impact on your life, Sabine?
Well, I think it's made such an impact that I actually, started a new life. As you already said in my bio, I actually moved. You know, it's not when people hear she's moved from Austria to the UK, it's like sounds like I was a refugee or anything like that. That was not the case. I just wanted to be adventurous and just do something different, because obviously life over there was beautiful. You know, it's just it was like, but it was pre-programmed, okay? Mm. It was pretty much like you go to school, you get some work, and then you get married, and you build a house, and you have children. That was it. Mm. And for me, I always felt there was more to life.
Yeah.
And the more I was thinking about it, and of course, I got my schooling and my university, and of course, I went to find a job, and I was a high flyer. I was a management consultant in the past, and, you know, but there was always something there, and I thought, I'm not sure. There's something more. There's more. And then when I started my business and I thought about what's my magic, what's the more, actually I came up with reach for more as a first concept.
Yeah.
But then apparently that was already taken. Someone already had a company called Reach for More. And then I thought, well, what is the more anyway? What is the more? So for me, I then changed. And again, it's something that we're totally in tune in. Yeah. It's about greatness. It's about achieving greatness. Mm. And I don't think we ever are going to be there. It's only we can actually work towards it. And if we are not courageous enough to actually make that step, I think we're just going to live a lie all our lives, and we're not going to be fulfilled and really truly provide what we've got within us and live our purpose in that sense. Because I believe every one of us comes to this amazing world with a purpose, whatever it may be, right? And if you feel you've got a purpose and you don't live it, then you're going to be stuck forever. And you're going to be, I guess, you're going to regret it when you die. You're just going to regret that you haven't taken the necessary action. But that doesn't mean that you've got to kind of live, you know, go away and live in another country, or you've got to live a job that it doesn't need to be to that extent. There may be a smaller purpose or a hobby that you want to take up, or something you want to do. You want to go and travel, for example.
Right. Wow, that's so powerful. Great answer. Great response. And I really heard that in the beginning, you were like looking for, what is my life really about? You know, like there's something more. And so that's how you came up with the name of Reach for More. And then you're like, well, that's taken. So what is the more anyways? And you said, greatness. Greatness is the more. So reach for greatness. And that's how you came up with that name for your company. And then the other thing I heard is like, don't waste your life living a lie. Don't waste your life like being just an empty shell, or going through the motions, or just kind of like floating along. Like, you have a purpose, you have a destiny, a mission, something to fulfill here that is much bigger than you, much bigger than just one person, much bigger than even most likely your family, right? Like, our family is, it's great to have a purpose that is driven for our family. And beyond your family, what's the legacy that you want to leave? And I think that that's something that comes up for us a lot as entrepreneurs and influencers and people building communities. It's like, what's the legacy that we want to leave? And so you got that hint early on that I'm meant for more, and you started tapping into it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, Sabine. So that's awesome. Thank you for sharing. And for anyone who's just now getting connected with you, tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you stand for.
Yeah, so actually I am a business strategist, business startup and growth. I love tools and stuff like this. I'm actually a project manager by heart, and I actually work specifically with women who are also starting up in business and who, you know, could possibly get overwhelmed with all the stuff that we ought to be doing online. Right. And, you know, and I've been in situations where I actually went into programs and I had these expectations that actually someone's going to take me by the hand and help me do it. And this is what I have not had the experience, you know.
Mm.
This is really what I do. I actually help women. If need be, I actually log into their accounts and set up the emails or move, you know, move around the landing pages or teach them exactly what to do. And that's really what I enjoy doing. So, it's Reach for Greatness. I run a club. It's a Greatness Club, which is a paid membership, monthly membership as well, which I think you've got a free trial there somewhere you're going to share with your lot. Which we specifically helps women on a monthly basis to actually just look at sort of one aspect of the business, where we run workshops together. I have workbooks and all kinds of amazing things happening. It's like the magical club. And I also run a mastermind, so for those who actually want to work more specifically with me. And it's been crazy. It's been really great because there's been a bunch of amazing female entrepreneurs in there that are just creating magic, you know. Every day it's just magic. Sprinkle dust.
Yeah,
and I'm working on a book as well.
Yeah.
I'm working
Oh my gosh.
Amazing book, which is going to launch in January, I think.
Yes.
It's a series of four books because as I was about to take a holiday during the summer, I woke up one morning and it was like, I need to write a book, but I need to write a book with 100 entrepreneurial women.
Yes.
It came to me and it's like, okay, what am I going to do? I've never actually written a book, nor am I a writer. I'm not even a native English speaker. So what do I know about this stuff? So I went out and I just started to, you know, find the people. Actually, people came to me and everything fell in place. Within like 3 weeks, I had my first 25.
Why do you think people came to you, Sabine?
Because I started to believe in a bit more in terms of energy. So I wasn't really connected to my energy. That's one thing I learned over this year, that energy is a big, big part, and that you need to trust the universe that, you know, because I feel this path has been given to me that I needed to write these books. It didn't come from nowhere. So the people were then put into places, and I think opportunities opened up and everything. Wow.
Amazing. Amazing. So you're writing this book. You're going to be launching it in January of next year. That's super, super exciting. And ultimately, you're helping these women build their businesses. And you like totally are in wonder about all the magic that gets to happen about, you know, who they're being, who they're becoming, and what they're creating.
Absolutely. They're so lovely. And the other thing was like a friend of mine, she lives in the other side of London. So we decided we should actually meet up at some point, right? Because we only known each other from online. And then I found a day out, we got a spa day, and it was on a yacht in central London so that each of us could just sort of meet in the middle. So as we were in this spa day, we were just looking at each other. It's like, this would be amazing. Could we hold an event here with 100 women on this yacht? So that's in planning now for next year in June.
Wow.
So again, and within a week, a week or two, we had all the speakers in place as well.
Wow.
But again, things just came. It's just kind of puzzle pieces are just coming together.
So did you used to have a perfectionist nature to you that would not allow this to happen?
Absolutely. This is why I wanted to talk about this.
Yeah.
Because, Chris, I was hiding. I was hiding for the longest time. I wanted to be everything to be perfect. And, you know, I wanted to have a perfect branding, a perfect website, perfect offer before I ever would put anything out there. That's what it was. And it got me nowhere, really. Nope. When I start, and you know, I had my scripts and everything like that. And then I started to do some Facebook Lives. I did some challenges, but nobody bought. And it's like, what's going on? Everything's there. Everything's perfect, right? But it was the perfectionism that actually made me to procrastinate. And I was kind of paralyzed as well because I really wanted everything to be perfect before I ever, you know, get it out there. And B, I didn't connect with my audience. I think I just didn't connect. I wasn't like a real person. You know, people couldn't relate to me because I was too perfect. And so then I just dropped it.
What was the moment where you're like, man, I'm being too perfect. I'm done with this. It's time to change it up.
Well, it was end of last year. About a year ago, I thought, something's not working. What is it? I've got everything in place. Everything seems to be perfectly in place, like even my funnel, my Facebook ads, but it's not something's not gelling. So I actually came across one of the coaches. I've been kind of on and off following her, and I just thought, let me just listen a bit more into what she's talking about, because I know she was talking a lot about energy and how to sell energetically and how to connect and be yourself, have your own voice, right? And that, like, I was like, there must be something true. So I started to look a bit more into those kind of things. You know, like I was reading books around, like, Gabby Bernstein about, you know, universe has your back and how to start trusting, how to energetically be your own being and how to actually go about connecting with people. And I let go from there. So I then attended an amazing event early this year, which was a 2-3 days transformational event where I came not only out with a bunch of new friends, but with like a new me. Like I literally left the old skin and I was a new me. And then I kind of found my magic as I started to work with one of the coaches that I had met at the event, mm-hmm. which was purely just talking about magic, energy, mindset, right? And we then, of course, we talked about strategies as well and how I can, you know, like bind it all together, I guess, you know, because right. I have my perfect website, but then I needed to be me and I needed to portray who I was really. Yeah. And yeah. that off we went with the journey. Then I was contacted you as well yeah. because I needed to be visible. Yeah. So there again, you helped me massively just to leap and just go for it. So thank you, Chris, as well. I mean, Chris, you're amazing what you do as well. So just chuck that in. So it started off from there because you then inspired me to start my own TV, my Reach for Greatness TV, because I thought, if Chris can do this and he yes. sits there on a Wednesday with 12 hours, I can do this. Let me invite a few people, right? So I went into a Facebook group and there were speakers, right? So there were all speakers in there and I thought, I'm sure I'm going to find one or two women that want to come to my show, right? So I posted in there and said, I'm going to do a Facebook Live marathon. Who wants to join me? Who wants to be a speaker? And within like 2 hours, I had 20 replies. Wow. I had 20 women that wanted, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I only thought I was going to ever do like 3 hours in a row because I don't know about you, Chris, and how you organize your food and toilets and stuff like this. For me, I don't have the endurance, to be honest.
Right.
So that's why I started my show. Wow. And I started to book those ladies in. I developed processes around it. And through that, within 90 days of starting my show, mm-hmm. I had over 100 clients, 100 paying clients just wow. through showing up.
Oh my gosh. That is so incredible. So like what would you say is the mindset shift that happened? You know, you said you went to this transformational event compared to from the beginning of the year to now. Like what, like is it just not doing things perfectly? Is that like the biggest thing for you that you've changed? And like tell us more about like how you see evidence of that in your life, that it's you no longer are attached to being a perfectionist, and how we can make some of those changes in our own life.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely. I mean, I can see myself doing stuff which I would have never dreamt before. Mm. Like I would announce a webinar and start inviting people before I've ever written any slides or really, I just know the title. I just know I want to talk about this. Like
right.
I was talking about how to accelerate your business in 90 days because that's what I did.
Yeah.
Since I started the TV back in April. Mm-hmm. So there's an example. Then, of course, I started to run the club as well. I didn't have, you know, not even a sales page. I just, you know, start off with a PayPal button kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's another thing that you just start to notice. You get a lot more creativity when you let it flow and when you let it in and you listen to it and then mm-hmm. you just take aligned action and think, okay, this is good enough. This is good enough. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think you need to stop yourself from thinking you need to do more and you are not good enough or this is not good enough.
Mm.
It's your own shift. And I know we may have to force ourselves to do that.
Yeah.
But this is the key, yeah. right? We need to get into the habit. And again, it's a habit again. Because once it then, because literally, I didn't have no slides, but on the night, an hour or two before, I then came up with the slides, of course, because right. I was like, it's delivery time. I've got 25 women registered on the webinar.
Right. Better show up.
Right. Yeah. Do it the other way around. Do it the other way around. Go out there, be visible, you know, put out an offer that comes to you and that feels yeah. right to you and just put that out. Okay. And you can work out the how
yeah.
and the what afterwards.
Yeah. And what I also hear is make bold claims, bold promises, bold statements that you have to like back up and follow through on, because yeah. left to our own devices, we will wait until everything is perfect and we won't ever make the promise. Or if we do, it's like too late. And the energy that, you know, when we got hit with the inspiration to make the invitation, so to speak, that energy will be gone. because we've spent so much time, like, you know, thinking about all the different scenarios and planning and stuff like that, that, you know, the momentum and maybe even doubt has started creeping in because we've been focusing on it for so long. Is that something that you've seen or seen with your clients?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If someone starts to overthink, their doubts are, of course, creeping in. Yeah. It's probably not such a good idea. I'm not even sure why I thought of that. And I guess that's where you stop yourself, and then when you start hiding again, and and that's not a good place to be in. That's definitely, it's not creating momentum. Right. That's you're doing the opposite.
Yeah, 100%. So since you've started your own show, what have been some of the biggest lessons you've learned in that process of doing that?
Oh, like show itself. Yeah. Oh, definitely confirm what time zones everyone's in.
Yes.
Triple check.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to be on it. Yeah. Do you mean like content lessons or like organizational lessons? Because obviously there's two levels.
Yeah, yeah. Wherever you feel like the biggest lessons have been, it's all perfect. Whatever you feel our audience needs to hear.
Well, I guess it depends. Like, if you want to run your own show, obviously, you know, and if you want to become visible, generally visible, I learned, of course, I can only see you now. I don't know who's listening. I don't know who's commenting. But this is good because we're having a conversation heart to heart, and this is how it should be. Wherever we are showing up, of course, we don't want to offend anyone. I did have some sort of controversial kind of subject, which is good as well because it makes people think, and it creates really good discussions. So controversial subjects are really good, but then also doing, like, it's a consistency and being consistent with the show or visibility, whatever you do. You know, there's no good just do it once or twice and then, you know, hide again. Okay, because you think, hey, no one's watching. Because of course, sometimes it's not like I don't have 100 people watching live, but I know afterwards I see like the first couple of shows had 1,000, 2,000 views, which was amazing. I was like, well, where are these people? They weren't then live, but you know, because I then shared the show, and I did, you know, I did get amazing comments. I mean, comments were flooding in, and people wanted to know more, and people asked me. Right, those people that were on the show asked me, how can we continue our relationship? We want more of this. So that's when I created the club with the input of my first guest, if you say so, which was crazy, right?
Wow, that's incredible. So I also hear that at every step of the journey, you will discover, hey, what's next? You know, this first guest said, hey, you know, why don't you start a club or a membership section or portion that will be able to help you monetize and grow this thing even more and make a bigger impact?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's the beauty, isn't it? Because you've got your potential customers right in front of you.
Yep.
They're there. And sometimes maybe we oversee that who we are connected with, or maybe we oversee that when we are in groups, how we could actually, make good use of that and use that to get some answers, because the answers are all there. We just need to ask the question, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say are some of the most powerful questions that you asked in the last year or so?
Well, I definitely ask a lot of questions around how people got to where they are. If they are like, you know, 6-7-figure earners, I mean, this is like, you know, amazing. How did you start off? How did you then make that leap? How do you make that jump? How are you now, you know, running your business, right? Have you got a team? What's your strategy and stuff? I'm really totally interested in that. I'm not sure I've really gotten like all the answers yet. I'm not sure whether there is a magic button. I don't think there is. I mean, what do you think, Chris? You've been speaking to quite a lot of 6-7-figure earners.
Yeah.
Maybe I could ask you a question. What did you learn from them?
Yeah. So I say the big things that I keep hearing is getting clear on what you want and who you want to be, and to like really step into that reality now. So like the mindset, it's a lot of mindset stuff. Like, who is that person 3 years, 5 years from now, who's earning 7 figures, who's living in the house of your dreams, who has the relationship of your dreams, and how can I show up as that person right now? How would that person behave? How would they think? How How would they, you know, connect with Sabine and I on this interview if I'm being that person, you know, like, how do I show up as that person? So I would say that was the biggest thing that I keep seeing over and over again. It's like, how can I really step into that person, that greatest possible self version of myself in 5 years now? And I think that's the biggest thing.
Brilliant. I love that. Yes.
It's a powerful, powerful question. So I know we want to respect your time, and I just want to hear if there's any other really powerful suggestions that you have about overcoming procrastination or perfectionism that our audience needs to hear.
Yeah, so I think we talked about losing the fear to stepping out is one of the things. And the way to do this is to just listen to your intuition and then take aligned actions. And this is something that I did, and this is something I teach in my 90-day to accelerate your business. Is basically, you know, to focus every day on a task that you can do to connect with someone and connect in an authentic way. Okay. If I could zoom back to my project manager days.
Sure.
I do have a task list. So I do have a tick sheet where, of course, because nowadays we could be totally overwhelmed with regards to how I'm going to be visible,
right.
Where am I going to be visible? There's gazillions of platforms out there and things I could be doing. So just pick your top 3 to 5 things that you're going to be doing. Like, for example, every day I'm going to post on my business profile. I'm going to go to these 3 groups where I engage, and then I do Facebook Live once or twice a week. Yeah. So yeah, there is a bit of strategy and sort of a bit of planning there as well that keeps you accountable and that you see in front of you that this is what you committed yourself to be doing. Because if it's not there, obviously you can still procrastinate and hide and say, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah. And I hear having a strategy, something specifically that you're committing to on a daily basis and weekly basis when it comes to like Facebook Lives or something like that. And then also the accountability, how do we hold ourselves accountable and joining up with people like Sabine and your groups and your communities so that they can hold themselves accountable. They can say, this is my plan. This is what I'm going to go after. And then having that accountability after that, that's super important for people who are having challenges with perfectionism and procrastination especially.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, I would say so. Or find an accountability partner who will text you in the morning. Yeah. I've not seen you live yet.
Yep.
Chris, where's your live show on a Wednesday? I missed it. I mean, you keep yourself accountable to turn up every Wednesday.
That's right.
But then on the other hand, once you start the motion, that's beauty. You are in that spinning wheel that actually people come and chase you and they say, hey, you know, I'm looking forward to our call, or I'm looking forward to see what you do there. Or like, for example, I've just committed myself to doing a 10-day free training session. It's around visibility. So every day for 10 days, I'm going to be live on my business page. Wow. This was my commitment. So I would be really, embarrassed if even for myself and for my, you know, for my people, I guess, not to turn up. So it's a good way to actually force yourself. You just put in an event, you make an announcement, and it's out there, it's in public, and you've got to go and do it. You've got to deliver.
Yeah. Wow. So powerful. I love it. I love those public declarations. Highly, highly recommend them. I found so much help and benefit in those. And whatever that is, whether it's an accountability partner, whether it's a community, live community, you know, local mastermind, local group, whatever that is for you, find somewhere where you can share, here's what I'm committed to, and then have people who are willing to check in on you and keep following up with you, because that's super, super powerful. Mm-hmm. So Sabine, I know you have some ways that people can stay connected with you, and we have a club, but X people can access your club. Why don't you share a little bit about how they can continue their awesome journey with you, your powerhouse. You're so great at empowering people to become their greatest possible selves and step into the no BS, no like hanging on to their procrastination, delaying and all that nonsense. You don't tolerate none of that. You really empower people to grow. So tell us how they can stay connected with you.
Yeah, so definitely my business page is Reach for Greatness. I think you're going to share the link. So yeah, come in and have a look at the Greatness Club, what we do in the Greatness Club. I also do run a high-level mastermind, just message me. I don't even have a sales page for that mastermind.
That's awesome.
That's it. It's awesome, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I do have a page where people can pay, and there is a section where it actually talks through all the modules.
Right.
I do have a PDF as well, but I've not actually gone around to actually create a fully fledged sales page. And sometimes this is actually more appealing to some people. Totally. But the information is there. So of course, send me a message if you'd like to connect. I also work on a one-to-one basis. And of course, we're going to have our Reach with Greatness TV next week. And then the awesome Chris Burns is going to come to my show.
Yes. Yes.
So there, I guess certainly somewhere on my page, there should be some sort of button somewhere. Because I actually remind people when I go live and stuff. Mm-hmm. But we'll create an event and maybe you can just share it to your people as well. Awesome. For Monday. Then next week, I'm going to do a visibility summit as well. 22nd of November it will be at 1 p.m. UK time.
Ooh, awesome. Awesome. I love it. I love it. Sabine, so you're a rock star. Yes, you're a rock star. Thank you so much.
You too, Chris.
Yes,
too.
We are. I mean, yes, we are.
You've been one of my major inspirations. You know, if it wasn't for you, I would have not started my Reach Greatness TV. You actually pushed me over the edge. And of course, you know, everything else sort of aligned with that. So thank you. Thank you as well, Chris.
Thank you, Sabine. You have the best night ever. Go give your family some love. And thanks so much for coming on. Yes, I want
to take kids to sleep. Lots and lots of love. Thanks for having me. See you soon. Bye.
See you soon. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.employeeescapeplan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website beyourgps.com and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.